Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, Vault Dwellers! Follow us as we take a topic from the Fallout universe and discuss it in a group of diverse individuals. We are the Fallout Roundtable. Join us, the conversation has already started.
Welcome to another episode of the Fallout Roundtable. I am your host, Maverick Stone. Holy crap, I got a ton of spit. It's not looking good here. Looking good. Today it's just me and Sassy Lady tonight, or this morning, or whenever you listen to this podcast. We are not live at this moment because the guy who you aren't normally live isn't here. So it's just us two in old-fashioned commentary. But before we do that, How about you rate, review, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Fallout Roundtable. Just searched up on the YouTube search bar. Simple as pie. How about you also go to our Twitter or X account at FalloutRTB. Send us a message over there. You'd love suggestions. Anything. Rate. Concerns. Awesome. Suggestions. And how about you go to our Gmail, falloutrtb@gmail.com. And normally we are live on Twitch Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, most nights, PM, EST, or whatever else. I'm not doing your time conversion for you. Figure that out yourself. But, to however long this episode takes, or the episode record. So, yeah. So anyway, let's get into this topic. I created this topic because I've been working on a Star Wars podcast the last several months now. And I had a moment of clarity. A big moment of clarity in my car for this podcast. And I'm like, I wonder if you take outside factions out that were not originally in the Fallout universe. Let's say, you know, from Star Wars, Warhammer 40K, different stuff like that, and bring some of those factions in, and how they could pummel everybody, or how they wouldn't survive. That's pretty much down to the point. So anyway, would you like to start or shall I?
I can start. So not in the Fallout universe, but still within the Bethesda kingdom.
All hail Bethesda.
All hail Bethesda. God, mm-hmm. Todd. So
our Lord and Savior, Todd Howard.
Todd Howard. So I was looking at Starfield. Okay. Like what factions in Starfield would be viable. And so I think my two favorites, but the two that I've completed that have a pretty good lore in the game is the Freestar Collective and the United Colonies. I'm like, yeah. They have fought the colony wars, and they did so using mechs and big terramorph type animals. I can't think of the words. Like, they one used big animals and one used big robots. So
robots and robot.
It was like lizard. It was like lizards versus animals. Yeah. So what's that movie that does that? Like the Godzilla versus the mechs. What's that movie? Oh,
Godzilla versus Kong.
No, or not Kong. There's a movie where they build these big.
Oh, you're talking about Pacific Rim.
Yeah, something like that. That's Pacific what. That's what always makes me think of Yeagers. It when they talk about their history. When they talk about how one side used big mechs and then the other side used these genetic. You know, composed beasties. That's what it reminded me of, was like a Pacific Rim kind of thing, like these battles where they would go against each other like that. So, you know, those two factions using their weaponized animals and their big robots. So that's what I had from that.
Oh, nice. So let's talk, now that you put them in, would they survive, or would they just be pummeled?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the big mechanized robots would be. I mean, don't you think? Because they're pretty stompy. They're bigger than anything that we have in Fallout, except maybe Liberty Prime.
Yeah. I feel Liberty Prime could do a run for the money.
Yeah, but there's only one of him.
There is only one of him.
There's like multiples of these others, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if he can fend them all off. But if you're looking at like Robo Brains and Assaultrons and Mr. Handys and such, they're going to be like little toys that get knocked around.
I mean,
the big mechs.
Those Robo Brains are pretty smart and pretty scary at the same time.
Depends on whose brain they have, but yeah.
Yeah, it does depend on whose brain they have. It could be a pretty stupid brain.
And it could be.
Pretty stupid.
In 76, when you go build your own robo brain, you have to pick the brain. You get a description of whose brain it is, and you get to decide which brain that you use based on the attributes.
Cool.
You know, it all depends. So that's, I don't know. I think that the mechs would stand a pretty good chance winning. I don't know about the animals per se, because they probably.
How big are we talking about here? Like normal size, or
like dinosaur size?
Dinosaur size? I think they could survive maybe by eating people.
Well, they might eat the people or stomp the people to death, but I think that the actual like Assaultrons might be able to take them out. Or like the nuclear weapons and stuff like that, like the Fat Man and stuff could probably take them out.
So we're talking 76. So we're talking 76 background where you can send nukes at people.
Well, you can use a Fat Man in any of them.
I mean, yeah, yes, but
I'm not talking about like setting off the actual nuke. Yeah, that would be 76. But if you're setting off an actual nuke, then probably none of them would survive.
I don't think
anything can stand up to a nuke.
Well, maybe
queens.
If we're going by logic here, the big.
But, you know, actually, they might be about queen size, so that would be interesting to see a queen go against one of these genetically modified, because they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, I could see that, too.
Yeah, but I still think that the mechs would do okay.
The mechs, I feel like they could withstand bigger nuclear,
other than
a Fat Man.
Yeah.
Just how they were built in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
Because I love the movie Pacific Rim, and I even though a lot of people weren't a fan of the sequel, I was in that minority of I liked it. I didn't like the story. The story was just sort of out there.
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember a lot about it.
Sequel, John Boyega was in it. The guy who plays in the Star Wars sequel trilogy. As Finn.
I remember all that. I'm trying to remember what the actual storyline was.
It was basically
I
the
guess it
Kaiju came
wasn't
back.
Super memorable. Yeah. Well, that's
Kaiju
always
came
the case.
back,
They
but
always come back.
Yeah, they always come back. Apparently, they're making the
good.
number three where they go
Otherwise, you
there.
wouldn't have a movie.
Yeah,
They
apparently
wouldn't
they're
make.
making a third one.
I was thinking that they were, yeah.
But this time they're going there instead of the kaiju coming here, which I'm like, that's dumb. Didn't you just close the hole?
And so I actually watched. Excuse me. I actually watched a show on Apple TV, and it's God, I can't think of the name of it now, but it's literally about the people that were trying to solve where the kaiju, like Godzilla, were coming from and how to keep them away from our world.
Oh.
It was good, actually. It was a little confusing in spots because it kept bouncing back and forth between like the 50s and current time. And then there was this whole time dilation thing because when they went to the other realm, really wild. But it was a good story. Just wish I could remember the name of it. Something Monsters. I'll have to get back to you on that one. But it was a good movie or show. It's a series. Yeah.
It's a series on Apple Plus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, got anything else? Or should do you want to alternate?
No, that's my yeah, that's my first entry, so your turn.
Okay, fine. It's my turn. And on top of it, Jaxus, who isn't here, he gave me his suggest hit what faction he would do. He and I are both Star Wars geeks, nerds. Chip knows this. We've talked while in Las Vegas last year, a lot of time at New Vegas Days, which I thought was pretty funny at the same time, where we talked Star Wars. Jaxus and I basically were on the same wavelength with my first thing. So mine was the Galactic Republic from the Clone Wars era. Not, you could see how it's the same. His was the Galactic Empire during the originals, where, yeah, sort of the same same franchise, different eras. So first, in case you don't know, this is going to turn into Star Wars roundtable for about 5 minutes. So I can educate you guys
right.
on the Galactic Republic.
I don't know the nuances of everything Star Wars. I just
let's get
I live with Star
started.
Wars fans, but I don't know all the little
Let's get started
tiny
now,
things.
shall we? So what do you know?
Basics.
Basics. Got it. Okay.
I've never seen Clone Wars. I feel like I should watch it because every time one of my sons or my husband's like, "You know where this is from?" No, I really don't. It's from blah blah Clones War. Okay, I didn't see
blah
Clone
blah Clones War is the way of life. This is
Yeah, I
the
guess
way, you know.
It is. Well, I saw Mandalorian, so I know the way, but I didn't see Clone Wars.
That most of my mine are from Star Wars because I've been working a lot. I'm working on a audio drama, Star Wars audio drama in an alternate timeline
Oh,
of
cool. I
Star
like
Wars.
alternate timelines. Alternate timelines are fun.
I did that so I could tweak things without people being like, that's not
That didn't
canon.
happen.
That didn't happen. So I'm like,
yeah.
I'm just going to
no,
put
I
that
get
on.
that.
So, anyway, the Galactic Republic during the Clone Wars era, they have a bunch of big ships called Vendor Class Star Destroyers, bunch of support craft such as Acclimator Class, which were mostly transports for the clone troopers and gunships and all that fun stuff. It's going to get really boring for the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
During Clone Wars, this is the Clone Wars series for everyone listening. This is not the new Bad Batch season that just came out yesterday as we are recording.
Did see that?
I watched it this morning.
I didn't watch it. I just saw that it dropped.
It is good. I
Is
liked
it?
it. I am cautious about one character that I will not spoil my opinion on because it just came out yesterday and I don't know if other people have seen it by the time this comes out. I will tell my opinions about it after the camera goes off. So anyway, I feel the Galactic Republic would come out of hyperspace. I'm going to paint a picture right here. So you're a vault dweller or a wasteland in general. It's a nice clear blue day. Let's say in the Commonwealth or Appalachia. You look up in the sky. All of a sudden you see poof, poof, poof. Three huge starships come out of nowhere. What was your first reaction?
Well,
don't look 50s aliens.
Being that you are a vault dweller and you've just come out, or so if you're a 76 vault dweller and you just came out, if you were born in the vault, nothing probably surprises you because you've never seen half of this stuff before. But if you went in as you know, before and then came out, you'd be like, oh my God, what did the war do? But if you were cryogenically frozen for 200 years and then came out, you would be like, oh my God, what happened while I was
Oh my God.
I don't know if you'd really be all that surprised or if it'd just be like, wow, look at all the things I missed.
Wow.
But it wouldn't be like if you were just like living above ground, like for the last 25 years and then you saw it and you'd be like, oh my God, what was that? Because that would be frightening.
Yes. Yeah. During the Clone Wars era, they did not have the Death Star. That came in the original trilogy. And I'm on the side of the Empire should not have created the Death Star. I feel like they should have just kept the plan somewhere hidden away from everybody, to be honest, because that's too much power for any one group to handle. But that's just my opinion.
Can't tell the Empire that.
Who am I? I
they deserve all the power.
My allegiance is to the Republic for democracy. In case you don't know, that is a line from Revenge of the Sith when Anakin and Obi-Wan fight. And man,
Crime says it too. So yeah.
Yes, in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I feel like regular wastelanders would probably freak out. It'd probably be the same way with Jaxus's idea with the Star Destroyers coming out and they look up and all of a sudden they're there. I feel like both factions could probably dominate probably everything in Star Wars, that the Republic, the Confederacy, probably the Rebellion would probably be a little bit harder because they're more hit and run tactics and guerrilla style warfare, because that's just how the Rebellion works. And the Empire would probably just dominate.
I don't know. I think anything that has a ship could dominate in the wasteland, because what are these people going to do? Like hide like little ants on the ground, but they don't have any way to, you know, they probably don't even have any weapons that have enough range to hit anybody with the ship.
I mean, let's go the Liberty Prime route. What about the big red laser thing?
Yeah, but there's only one of him.
That is true. There is only one.
There's
of
only
them.
One. I mean, we're putting a lot of stress on this poor Liberty Prime guy, you know, and he's only in the Capital Baseland. So if you're, if they attack the Commonwealth, or
he is in the Commonwealth,
or if they go after New Vegas, I mean, he can't cover everything.
He can't cover everything.
He walks slow. I remember that from doing the march across the bridge. It's like, dang, this guy's taking forever.
I'm like, come on.
Like, let's go get some commies. Let's go.
Let's get some commies. Yeah. Yeah. But to your point and to my point, I feel like now transitioning over to Jaxus's idea of the Galactic Empire, I feel that they would more Because the Empire had different tactics than the Republic did during the Clone Wars. Even though the Empire and the Galactic Republic are basically the same thing, but Chancellor Palpatine, the Emperor, reorganized in for freedom and order. There's this whole big speech at the end of Revenge of the Sith that I will not go into today.
Okay.
There are different tactics. The ships are made more for orbital bombardment, where you didn't need to bring troops down unless you had to. So those Star Destroyers up in there will shoot down at you with a lot of ease. And they will destroy you. They have enough, they have the firepower.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah. I
But
feel like
if
anybody who's got a ship has got a great advantage.
let's talk about the
And lasers,
aliens.
a lot
Yeah,
of lasers. Yeah.
lasers.
Big advantage there over, like the ballistic ammo that most wastelanders have.
Yeah, in the Star Wars universe, there are ballistic ammo, but they're obsolete pretty much because of all the what we see in the movies and all that. I would like to bring up a third one that I feel like would be more comparable. The Mandalorians.
With their jetpacks.
Jetpacks. They're not big factions like the Republic or the Empire. I feel like those would be the they would be the culture, the everything about them would probably be more suited for the wasteland than mine and Jax's selections
Well,
for this whole thing.
their style seems to be a little more up close and personal too.
Yeah,
Like they're more
you're right.
willing to do like a hand-to-hand or something like that. So they seem, they seem to be a little more fair as far as a fight with the wasteland.
Yeah. I feel like they would be more used to getting stuff done personally than like let's say the Empire doesn't want to send their troops into battle and all the enemy is like they could probably cover a small town, let's say Lexington, for example, and they can just rain fire from above. The Mandalorians would probably be more like, let's go on jetpacks and let's zoom in and take out them raiders face to face. Kind of like what.
And I feel like so like if they were to attack, I don't know, like the Enclave in Fallout 3 or something, it's power armor versus basically power armor.
Yeah, you
And
could say that. Yeah.
so they're pretty That could be a pretty decent fight to watch because they're
I.
pretty, I think that they'd have a chance there.
Yeah, I feel with the Mandalorians, it'd be more equal, if you so to speak. It's more, yeah, they still have their fighters, they still got their equipment, but I feel like it the tactics, the base of operations that they would go out, it's more like a camp sort of thing. Because I'm thinking like post-Empire Mandalorians, not like the Clone Wars Mandalorians where they had their own planet, where they had their planet. And yeah, I'm thinking the Mandalorian era of Mandalorians, if you get what I'm saying. So yeah.
But that seems more fair.
Well, yeah, no, I feel that because they could go street by street. Basically do what happened in World War II, go street, there'd be a lot of urban fighting, taking different towns, stuff like that.
See that?
So I feel like the Mandalorians are a better choice than probably the Republic or the Empire,
I feel like
even.
it's a fight worth having. Like it's not gonna be somebody just rolling over somebody else.
I mean that I'm not saying that's wrong because it's always nice to roll over a person every now and then.
And it's always fun, yeah,
It's
but
always fun, but in the matter
especially
of
if you're
speaking,
not on the being rolled over side.
As long as you're not on the other side, you are on the right side of history.
Yeah.
It's a good time, everybody.
And it's always better.
It's always fun. Let's just say it's always good fun. Time.
Yes.
Trying to think. I mean, we could talk about if we added dinosaurs.
I was thinking about that.
Dinosaurs.
Like if we brought back the dinosaurs, like Jurassic Park.
I was thinking the same thing just now.
Like the wasteland version of Jurassic Park. Like, what would that look like?
Hold on. Let me do the line. Welcome to Jurassic Park. Oh, I can't do all that because of copyright purposes. But you get the point.
Not close enough.
Da 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 da.
Oh man, I mean, so many little fun little guys that could just wipe you out. I don't know.
Pterodactyls. Yeah. Actually, that would be scary. That would be scary if you got. I'm sure you've seen Jurassic World. The best one out of the new three, to be honest. I'm sorry, but storyline went downhill after the
first
one.
I just remember
movie.
Seeing it for the first time, like when it very first came out, going, oh my God, what a disaster. Like, that's
what
so
happened?
Cool. Oh no, that's not.
Oh no, there is a Starbucks. There is Verizon. There is Mercedes-Benz. Oh my God, marketing everywhere.
I don't remember that so much as I just remember, like, oh, yeah, you know, dinosaurs, cool. That would be neat to bring them back and, like, have a dinosaur zoo. And then, you know, you see what happens and you're like, that's a bad idea.
That's a really, no. I've told my mom this. So I told my mom if someone ever gifted me tickets to, like, Jurassic World, I'd been like, no, you take that back because just my luck. Something's gonna get out. Something's gonna go wrong, and I'm gonna get eaten.
Yeah,
and I don't play like that. Nope. No way.
People who want to swim with sharks and stuff. It's like sharks leave you alone if they're not hungry.
But yeah, then they chum the water, and all of a sudden,
how do you know that they're not hungry?
Ugh. That'd be really interesting, though. See a Tyrannosaurus Rex going after people and then eating people. You actually see that in the game.
I still want to know, like, how they do stuff with their tiny little arms.
I don't know.
Dropping stuff after I did that.
I'm like, are you trying to simulate what tiny arms going down?
No, but we do that at work all the time because we're always like, can you get that for me? I'm a little T-Rex and I can't reach.
Oh, you almost made me spit it out.
Sorry. That's why we do it at work, because we need little stress relievers that make people
that's
laugh.
That's so funny. So who do you think out of all these characters would get eaten first?
You mean out of Fallout characters?
Yes.
Just the general wastelanders, because, you know, they haven't aligned themselves with anybody for protection, and they just kind of have to rely on their own wit and skill, and sometimes it's just not enough.
I could feel that. I was talking more like named characters, you know, like Preston Garvey. I would just push him into the dinosaur and say, go get him.
Marcy Long.
Yeah, I could see that too.
Marcy Long. She wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No,
she'd be too busy standing around complaining about how smelly the dinosaurs were, and she'd be toast.
Which bad guy?
I mean, I think that Mama Murphy would probably be one of the last to go.
No.
Somehow. She would just manage to make it.
Somehow on Jet, or
yeah.
What was it? I think it was Jet. Was it
Jet? Yeah, she likes Jet. She likes her Jet.
Yeah, she somehow would be like, I'm gone. Bye.
So she could probably just stand there right in the center of it and be like, I see a great compromise, a great Fuhrer.
I see. Actually, I smell something terrible.
Sweetie, do you have any more jet for me?
I think it's time to run.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out, Mama.
Actually, do you know what I think would be more?
Preston would probably just tell the T-Rex that there's another settlement that needs his help.
And I'll mark it on your calendar for
you. Mark it on his map.
I'll mark it on your map for you. And then the T-Rex goes on an adventure.
You think he would do that, or he would just tell Preston where to shove it? Stick you where the sun doesn't shine.
To be honest, what would be more horrifying, though? Actually, a T-Rex going on a rampage, or pterodactyls coming at you from the sky?
Oh, I don't know. Probably the T-Rex, because I can hide from pterodactyls like in a barn or something, but a T-Rex would probably just smash that barn. So I'm going to say the T-Rex would be more horrifying.
Yeah. I guess my whole thing is, you know, yeah, T-Rex would be more horrifying, but you can hear a T-Rex coming.
True. Probably feel it, too.
You could probably feel it too, and then it gives you a chance to run when you realize in your group you don't got to be the first, you don't got to be the fastest, just don't want to be the last one.
No,
so
just got to be faster than you.
You just got to be faster. So I'm tripping the last guy behind me, and I'm booking. And then thank you for your sacrifice, my dude.
Exactly. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep. Ooh, yeah. Dinosaurs. Gotta love them. What would you do against velociraptors?
Are those the cute ones with the little frilly?
I mean, you can, or unless you want to go old school and just go reptilian. Or, you know, from the guy that says, clever girl, and then he gets eaten.
Yes. But what if you're a dinosaur whisperer?
You mean like Owen Grady, my boy Chris Pratt?
Yeah. What if you're like that, and you can get them to be chill with you, and then you're like, go.
You know. I mean, you better hope there isn't that modified dinosaur from Jurassic World. The Indominus Rex. I just remembered that name right on the spot. You know what Red Bull does to you?
It gives you wings.
It gives me wings. And it gives me clarity.
Wow.
No,
I can't
say
the last time I had a Red Bull.
This is my first one this week. Because this is my last one.
I'm sure they make more.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I have another box in my car. Really, well, anyway, I think it's almost time for a break. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, welcome to Three Count Thoughts. Let me introduce the crew real quick.
Hi, I'm Maverick Stone.
I'm Romer.
And I'm Jaxus. Join us as we talk all things wrestling. Each week, we'll take a topic from the wrestling world, knock it around a bit, and then go over the week in wrestling from a strictly fan perspective. We can be found on all major podcast catchers. We can also be found at Three Count Thoughts on both YouTube and Twitter. Or you can send us an email using threecountthoughts@gmail.com. Okay, are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Welcome back on the other side. The other side is very nice over here. I hope you found it comfy and made yourself at home while we were gone. So let's get back to our conversation about outside factions coming into the Fallout universe and seeing how they fare. Pretty much deathmatch style. Let's get back into it. So Well, we were talking sort of off about Harry Potter, the wizards.
The wizards. Let's bring in some
Wizards.
witches and wizards in.
Wizards.
Casting spells. Simeone.
Broomsticks.
Get a little Avada Kedavra in there.
The boy who lived, come to die. I've watched so many of those memes. It's so funny. It's funny.
Memes. Gotta read the books.
The memes, I've also read the book. Well, let me phrase that. I can't say I've actually read the books. I have listened to the books
Oh, okay.
because I don't have time to read. So I
I
listened
get
to them.
that. Well, as much driving as you did, yeah, you probably could have listened to all kinds of stuff. Lots of books.
I finished the last book with my mentor. With my mentor, when I first started at my job,
Yeah.
he was also listening around the same place I was, which was really weird.
It's weird.
Excuse me, my computer's about to die, and I was not prepared.
But yeah, I think some of the shenanigans that
There
some
we
of
go.
these wizards can do. I mean, if you're not prepared for magic, and I think I read somewhere that were like, would wizards, how would wizards fare against bullets? So,
I mean, I feel like they have a shield sort of th shield
yeah, I mean,
charm or
they would just
whatever.
throw up Pettegro,
I'm not
and
good at my spell names,
shield
but yeah.
themselves from. Well, that's the shield spell. So they would just throw that up, and that would, bullets can't penetrate their protection spells, and they could probably take those bullets, turn them around, and send them on their way back to where they came from. So I think that, because I forget where I saw this debate, and everybody was like, there's no way a wizard could
I
not.
feel.
Like they would die from bullets. It's like if you could hit them, sure. But I
I.
feel like a wizard had all kinds of tricks up their sleeves to prevent getting hit.
No, I would believe that they would have more tricks than just a shield charm, because you also got to figure out they've got a defense against lasers and
Yeah,
different.
lasers might be more tricky because I don't know if, I mean, I
You know,
don't know
like
if your
those laser
shield charm.
muskets.
Can I mean I would think that it could, well, if it can prevent a spell, it should prevent lasers, right?
I mean, and look, as long as, you know, if you look at watch the movie, I'm going to base this all on the movies because don't remember what most happened in the books, even though I read them.
Well, it's also more visual, so you see
Yeah,
like
it's
more
more
visual.
visual. You would see, especially in the Deathly Hallows Part 2, the Battle of
Right.
Hogwarts. You would see that they're doing like one of these, and all of a sudden the shield thing is breaking all around. I feel like that would be the same way
With like a wizard, yeah, with the
with
lasers hitting
lasers.
the, yeah, lasers hitting the shield, yeah.
I feel like that would be the same way, but please, Wizarding World fans, please do not come at us if we get it wrong.
Well, I'm one of
We
those Wizarding World people, but I still feel like
are,
I feel like that
yeah.
wizards have it on, just regular weapons.
I feel that they would find a place in the ecosystem. I don't think they would have a sizable advantage, but I also think they wouldn't just get pummeled, be on the wrong side of history either.
Not at all. Not at all.
No. Mm-mm.
No, I feel like they have enough to be able to take care of themselves and enough to probably intimidate enough people.
So you're just saying they're going to turn into a different type of raider.
Well, they don't, I mean, if they want to be raiders, they could, sure.
I mean, going by different factions of wizards and witches, if we go Grindelwald's faction
He would definitely be
versus,
a raider.
yeah,
That would be it, yeah.
people think
But I
it's weird that
mean,
I know my stuff in Harry Potter too.
followers of Dumbledore, I don't,
Dumbledore's army.
I feel like he would, they're not in for the greed. I feel like they're just in for protection. And so I don't feel like they might be more like a responder.
Yeah, I could see that. Unless, Unless we're talking after the Order of the Phoenix. Was it Order of the Phoenix? Or was it when Professor Dolores Umbridge, or what I like to call her, Dumbridge. Dumbridge, because I never liked the character. She ranks very high on my hate list as much as Grand Moff Tarkin in the original.
She was terrible.
She's up there with Grand Moff Tarkin, and that says so much to her.
Nightmares. Anybody who causes a child to bleed while making them write sentences is terrible.
They're the devil personified.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she does so with kitty cats.
With kitty cats and all glee.
Pink bows in her hair. I mean, ew.
And a whole bunch of pink.
Yeah. Lots of
pink. I like pink, but that's too much pink.
Well, that was the whole point. Was like, she's supposed to be so feminine and girly, and yet she's so evil.
Yeah, it's, and she won't
whole
talk
big
about
juxtaposition. You think she's going to be like soft and sweet because she likes kitty cats and pink, and she's like the devil.
She's like the devil wearing a sweater.
The devil wears pink.
Yeah. I was going to say Devil Wears Prada, but that's a totally different thing.
It is a different thing. Totally different movie.
That's totally a totally different movie. That's a totally
different actress.
But going back to what I was saying earlier, that's you got to credit that to the actress. I don't remember her name exactly, but you got how much hatred she got from everybody, pretty much. After
watching she just
movie.
Played Queen Elizabeth, so.
Yeah, that is true.
The Crown.
Speaking of Queen Elizabeth II, did you know she the Queen herself was in a James Bond movie?
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, she was in a Daniel Craig when Daniel Craig was James Bond. She played herself, ironically, in a James Bond movie.
That kind of surprises me in a way, but in a way not, because she was kind of about promoting the family and being letting the people see like what they were about. Transparency, I think.
Yeah, and she actually had talking lines in the movie, and she actually, because I was bored a couple months ago, and I was reading.
Congrats.
Yeah, I was reading, or it was a YouTube video or something, or some short
probably
or something.
A YouTube video.
And somehow I got onto it, and I'm like, huh, that explains why it looks so good. Because I remember watching the movie. I don't remember which one of his it was. I think it was Quantum of Solace or Casino Royale, where I'm like, that can't be the real queen. Turns out it was. And I was completely dumbfounded by that. Which, also cool, apparently, according to the director, she was very cool about it, too, when she was on set, playing herself with Daniel Craig as James Bond.
I guess if you're going to play somebody, playing yourself is probably the easiest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just most people aren't cool enough to be played. But except for her.
Yeah. Long live the queen.
Yeah. I thought for sure she would live forever.
That's what everyone said about Stanley, too.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
And Betty White.
Betty White.
Ends of eras.
I know, right? So wizards. Let's go back to wizards.
I think wizards would do well.
I feel like they would find their own little town or like base and just.
Probably. I mean, they kind of did that
in Hogwarts.
I mean, the Harry Potter world, whatever, Wizarding World, you know, they kind of do their own thing. They've got Hogsmeade. They've got Diagon Alley. They don't really go shopping around London. They shop in Diagon Alley, which is like their own place, and it's hidden away. So you know,
yeah,
they try to avoid
the
muggle.
The ministry was buttholes about it, but that's my whole separate.
Well, they, you know, the Wingot, the Wizarding Wingot, whatever, decided that they needed to protect themselves and have the secrecy.
I think it was Grindelwald that caused all that. Was it Grindelwald?
I think they were living in secrecy before that, but Grindelwald wanted to change that balance of wizards having more power and being like ruling over the Muggles more and coming out, because they had been living in secrecy, and I think he wanted that to go away, and he wanted to make wizards more powerful, and therefore they would rule, and Muggles would just kind of have to go along with it, rather than them hiding in the darkness and not letting anyone know who they were, and not letting Muggles know that there is magic in the world, just, you know, letting them just blissfully, yeah.
I feel like wizards, going extremely off topic here, but I feel if you notice in the movies, you never, like, the Weasley house is out in the countryside. Mm-hmm. A lot of these places are out in the middle of nowhere. And I feel like that's by design.
Hogwarts is hidden. So if anybody were to stumble across it, it's enchanted so that Muggles can't find it.
It looks like a plain mountain. Mm-hmm. It just looks like a mountain or like a lake.
Like, Muggles can't see it.
Muggles can't see it. We're Muggles. We couldn't see it.
Now, speak for yourself. I'm not a Muggle.
I am a Muggle. And I'm proud of it. I have a gun.
My two biggest geeks. That's my Fallout shelf, and that's my Harry Potter shelf.
Okay, so going also off topic here.
My two biggest fandoms.
So, as you can see, my black curtain here. I'm going to be adding shelves back here. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up here. Mm-hmm. And then down here. Everyone in audio version, you can't see. You're going to have to look on the YouTube side. You can't see
his black curtain.
You can't see my black curtain. But it's, I'm adding shelves. It's not painted. I'm actually thinking about painting the black back wall.
So it won't be a curtain anymore, it'll just be a black wall.
Yeah.
Curtain. Yeah. Well, that seems a little more permanent.
Yeah. Yeah, because where I'm thinking about moving isn't, you know.
I thought you were getting like a whole room or something.
Yeah, I still am. It's just around the corner. It's got stuff in it right now. And I got to redo the floor. But I'm getting extremely off topic. So do you think that we've done everything we can with wizards, or what shall we continue?
Yeah. Wizards. Yeah, I think wizards are. Where, you know, it just depends on if they want to do like they do in, you know, typical Harry Potter verse, where they live in secrecy in the wasteland, or do they want to go the Grindelwald venue and decide that they want to have the power.
Have the power.
Not live in secrecy and rule the people. You know?
We're not talking about Voldemort. Voldemort has his own separate issues that don't apply here.
We're assuming Voldy's gone, because Voldy was defeated in the 90s or early 2000s. So, yeah.
Before we move on, though, which Grindelwald was better? Johnny Depp or Lars Mikkelsen?
They both had their positives, but I don't know. I think Johnny Depp just has a special kind of something.
I agree, but at the same time, I'm like, when they changed over, mm-hmm. I'm like, at first I was like, no, but at the same time, I'm like,
he did something right. And honestly, when you read his visual fits better.
Yeah, besides being all white and ghostly.
Right. It's just, I don't know. Something about Johnny Depp just plays a crazy person just really well. Like somebody who's like...
Or a drunk person.
Just a little off balance, you know, just a little off. He plays that so well. And I hate what happened to his career.
It's coming back. Yeah, I'm seeing him in a couple things.
Yeah, I mean, we're not getting 80s. Any more Fantastic Beasts movies, and you know, Disney.
Well, because Disney sort of blackballed him,
right?
But they want him to come back to be Jack Sparrow, and he's like, "Nah, you guys fired."
I mean, would you? I mean, they dumped all over him when they didn't even have a kid. You know, he was guilty before proven innocent. And that's not fair.
No, I see where he's coming from. But
I do. It sucks for us because we're not going to get.
It sucks for the rest of us because we're not going to get.
There's not going to be another Jack Sparrow.
He's not going to get the ending he wants.
No.
That's the main thing. Is
but I feel like ending. I mean he was done really dirty. I mean, this country is supposed to be founded on. Innocent until proven guilty, and he was guilty until proven innocent the whole ride through. Just because everybody was like, and this is gonna be probably a hot button thing because everybody's like, oh, you have to believe a woman, you know, because a lot of women don't get heard, ironically. Amber Heard.
Did you see during that whole thing, I think it was it last year? I think it was 2 years ago.
Sometimes, you know, women are crazy.
Yeah, women are crazy.
Not all of them.
Well, not all. Okay, not all of them, but this one
certifiable.
Was crazy. Certifiable, crazy. Yeah. Did you see? I don't know if
and
you saw
her
this.
Career. Nobody took any roles away from her.
They well, if you noticed in the new Aquaman film, she's barely in it, and you haven't heard her.
They cut
since.
Her. Yeah, they cut her, but.
And she's not going to be in any future DC movies either.
Well, no, not after all that fiasco.
No,
but
hell no.
Like, while it was going on, you know, everybody just chopped him. You know, they're like, fired from everything, you know, before it all came out.
I think but the only thing that stood behind him was his perfume. Mm-hmm. Dior stand behind him still. So like, that's
I
all just, he does pretty
I
much
still
now.
Think that. You know, like nobody knew the whole story, and like
I
you
feel
know,
like
I always say
wrong
that there's
both
two sides to a story, and the truth is somewhere in the middle. But you know,
yeah, I feel, and after this, I'm gonna cut this off because I don't want
to, yeah,
talk about this trial because it's old news at this point. But
it's really
my hot thing is going with it is. They're probably wrong on both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was more wrong on one side than the other, and justice prevailed in our justice system for the first time in a long time. I don't like getting I don't like getting political. I don't like any of that stuff. As long as I have a roof over my head and there's no war out on my front yard, and I can pay for stuff, and I'm not in a depression. I only see just the marble still spinning. That's my whole outlook on life. So yeah, let's move on to my last thing. And then we could probably, I think we were going to talk about our Fallout RPG for a moment before we end the episode.
Upcoming teasers?
Upcoming
teasers?
Yeah, upcoming teasers to our show. So I've been looking into Warhammer 40K because I have a friend who won't stop talking about it, and he wanted me to get into it. And I'm like, I will do it if you stop talking to me about it for a good 5 minutes and talk about something else. So I did. I owned up to my own thing. And then I found something that I think would go great. Because it's sort of similar to the Brotherhood of Steel, but they're a lot more cultish, and they love their emperor.
Oh, yeah. For the emperor. The emperor.
You want to talk about Space Marines?
No, not really. Not really. I hear enough about Space Marines.
We're going to talk about some Space Marines.
Which faction? Which Space Marines?
Which faction?
Which whatever.
Oh, great.
I have this really cool dragon. that I get to play with.
That's cute.
Cute.
Glory to the Emperor.
He's like a fiddle thing. And he's cool.
Yeah.
I like him.
So anyway, I was going to talk about it's called the Imperium of Man. They serve their emperor, the Space Marines. Basically, they're the, for people that aren't Warhammer 40K illiterate like I am, I don't know much about Warhammer. I'm just starting to get into it because I started looking into it last week.
Last week.
Not in preparation for this episode, but I just thought of it right off the bat while we're doing this. I'm like, hey, I've been looking at this recently.
Space Marines,
where they're superhuman warrior monks.
No, oh,
that's literally what it says. They're warrior monks. For the Imperium of Man, or for sure, I think it's just the Imperium.
Yeah.
You probably have a little bit more because you do little faction stuff, but
no, I. So when my husband and I first got together, I was like, well, you know, let's find something that we can do together as a hobby that, you know, and my husband was into 40K. And I was like, that's cool. The models are neat. I could paint those. I could build some terrain, but I'm not playing this game because there's too dang many models and too big the armies.
It's so super big. Those models can get huge.
And you have to roll buckets of dice. And I was like, yeah, nah. And the guys who played got way too into it. Way too into it.
It's D&D on steroids, but...
GW stuff is so expensive.
No, you're not wrong. Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh. And it's funny because that's the game that when people like quit, they always go back to it.
Yeah, it's like a...
And they always complain like about how expensive it is. Yes!
It's like an X.
They always complain about how expensive it is, and then they always go back to it. And I'm like, you knew that. That's why you quit the first time. So yeah, my husband has boxes of that crap. He has Necrons. He has Space Marines at the wazoo. Imperials. He has... Shit, he's got...
Ton of stuff. I was either thinking the Imperium or the UNS or the UNSC from Halo.
Necrons, man.
Bugs.
Space bugs.
Space bugs.
Those would do it.
So also I was either thinking about the UNSC because I've been watching the Halo TV show, this series.
Oh yeah. I was telling Connor
that was on. Yeah. It's not the best, but it's...
Did you see that they're making a movie out of...
Borderlands, yes. I saw the trailer. I'm like, why?
Yeah. Why? Well, I mean, when everybody saw... I guess when they saw how successful The Last of Us was, now we got to make something out of every video game. So, Now everybody's going to jump on that bandwagon.
But unlike Fallout... That's going to be a series where this is going to be a full-length feature movie with Kevin Hart as its lead role.
Kevin Hart. I didn't realize Borderlands was a comedy.
I didn't realize that. Have you seen the trailer for this movie?
I have not watched it yet. I have seen it on Twitter that everybody's like, Borderlands movie. I'm so excited about Borderlands movie.
I've seen this trailer. It looks hilarious.
Yeah.
Because from what I've seen in the trailer, it's Kate Blanchett's in it. Jack Black is playing Claptrap.
They've got some good names in it.
Kevin Hart and another actress that I can't remember her name, but she looks sort of new. It's basically what they're doing in the game. They're looking for the vault.
So it's just basically they're just telling the story of the game. I'm kind of glad that Fallout's not doing that. I'm glad they're doing a completely original story, that they're not doing a...
And it's like, all going to be canon.
That's like Todd Howard said, that it's, they're not just going to tell the game, because we've all done that, you know.
We've seen that, done that. But
yeah, you know. I'm glad they're not doing that, because I do want to see something different. I don't want to be like, oh, I guess I should have done that on my playthrough, you know. I don't want
to. Oh, that's the canon now.
Right, like I didn't do it that way. Obviously, I'm wrong, you know.
Honestly. So going to
everybody has their own way of like doing stuff. Like when you go to the Wasteland, or you go, you know, like you're in the Capital Wasteland, for instance. Like right now, I have yet to fix the radio tower for Three Dog. I haven't done it yet because I'm kind of in a hurry to find my dad. Because I actually decided that this playthrough, I'm actually just going to find my dad. I'm not going to get sidetracked by things that don't matter to me, right? So to my character, that doesn't matter to me, to like fix the radio station.
To me,
I haven't done it.
For Fallout 3, and this is to everyone out there, I have not finished Fallout 3. I can't get past... I never have enough ammo, because it's all about the weapon breaking, and I always seem to get ammo for the wrong gun. Let me phrase that. I have ammo.
I just buy it.
That's the thing, though. The ammo that I can buy or whatever, it's not for the right gun that I use.
Well, I have about...
Or there's not enough.
Three guns. I have at least three guns that I need to use in case I run out of ammo, or... like one dies or something.
So pretty much in my inventory, the last time I played number three, Fallout 3, is just a bunch of knives.
Well, if you're playing melee, that's probably all right.
Well, I'm trying not to. That's the problem.
Oh.
Because I never have enough ammo, so I'm going at a Deathclaw with basically a steak knife. With basically a bunch of steak knives, and... Or like when you're going into, I think it's Great Itch.
With all the ants.
Yeah, with all the ants, all I'm doing is going at these ants with who shoot flames at you with a steak knife, where I can't do nothing about it because I don't have enough ammo.
I haven't done that yet either, because like I said, that doesn't mean anything to me. Like
I don't know how you would miss it though. It's on the way.
Well, I haven't gone through Great Itch, and I did talk to the kid, and I was like, yeah, dude, I'll help you out when I can. But I haven't been through it. I went through where the Super Duper Mart is, and I think Great Itch is like the other direction.
Well, if you go past Super Duper Mart and
over
you
the
go
bridge,
too far, you're in Great Itch.
Well, I went over the bridge and went in towards DC, and I went into whatever metro tunnels right over there. And
yeah, the metro tunnel, you gotta go through there. Stabbing ghouls, though, is pretty fun.
It's probably better than just shooting them, because, you know, some of them, although my skills are getting better, or my gun's getting better or something, because they're, or vats or something, because I'm getting better at one-shotting them.
Mm-hmm.
With that.
No, it's hard to kill.
The glowing one, I just ran into the first glowing one, and I totally forgot about how those things will like heal.
Yeah, they'll heal.
When they burst, and it's like, oh my God, yeah, kill that thing first. But he holds back while you get attacked by the other ones. So it's like, I really want to kill him first so he stops healing the other ones, but they're like the ones that are clawing at your eyeballs while you're trying to kill him. And it's like, oh.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying, but that's a part of the Fallout lifestyle.
It's been fun going back to 3, because it's been a hot minute since I've played Fallout 3.
It's been a hot minute for 3 in general, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think it was the last decade it's been out.
I just got to keep remembering to go back and periodically save before I get into big battles, because... you know, that one always bites me in the butt when I get like mauled by super mutants, and it's like, oh crap, I died. Wonder how far back I'm going to go.
Yeah, because Fallout 3 is, it was 20 years old, if I'm reading this right.
I don't know. Maybe?
2008 it came out.
Almost. Getting there.
It's getting there.
16 years.
So it's about, let's say, sophomore year of high school.
Well, not for me, but it's 16 years old.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of when I first played it.
No. I was just trying to, because that's how I associate things. If it's 16, it's in high school.
2008 was when we moved here. So let me think. Connor was only 4, because I didn't start playing until he started playing video games. So it's probably about 10 years after that. So he'd probably been out for about 10 years when he played it.
Yeah. I say this like every other episode, but no one knows how I got started in Fallout. I wasn't there for that episode. A long time ago.
Yeah, and then you recorded it and never released it.
I tried to record it.
Tell us,
my
how
phone.
did you get into Fallout?
I might as well reveal now. Instead of talking about RPGs, let's get personal for a minute here.
Yeah, how did you get started in Fallout?
Okay, so I was in high school. It was after 4 came out. My mother liked single player games more than multiplayer games because I sometimes talk too much, to be honest, and she was being protective for a reason. Not like helicopter parent, but you know what moms do.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't technically get into Fallout until like a junior year of high school, after everything had come out, pretty much, except 76. 76 hadn't. I don't think 76 had came out.
No, it didn't come out till 18.
Yeah. It came out while I was in college. So I first got 3. I did not get New Vegas at first because I wasn't into the whole Vegas, and I had personal problems that I will not go into. So I got 3. Actually, mom got 3 for me, but I didn't get the Game of the Year edition of the game. I just got the regular because I'm like, I don't need that. Totally not thinking of all the DLCs and how much I saved on money.
Yeah.
Save on money for everything. So I play 3. As you all know from earlier in this episode, I never actually finished 3. I moved on to 4. After 76 had came out. After I got out of high school. Finished 3 vanilla. What the gamers call vanilla. No mods, nothing.
No mod.
just to silence everybody when they ask, because now I mod the whole thing up the wazoo, because there are some pretty cool mods in 4, to be honest.
There is.
there are some really cool mods and everything.
And cooler ones to come.
Yeah, a whole lot cooler ones to come for certain things. Certain consoles and PC. I think it's more PC.
PC.
But anyway, yeah, it was, I think I was a freshman in college when I got 4. This time I got the Game of the Year edition. I learned from my mistake.
Yeah, it's like you said, you save money.
Yeah, I save money. I save my, actually, I don't, Yeah, everything had come out. Because at first I'm like, I don't think Nuka World came out when I got it. But I'm like, no, they were already into 76. They're already promoting 76 and all that stuff when I got 4. So everything, I think all the DLCs for 4 were out. So I got everything. So I went there. I finished that game through and through, started modding it like everyone else, like a lot of people do. I a friend got me 76. One of my best friends who I still talk to, or at least I try to talk to this day, he actually got me the collector's edition, one of the collector's edition of 76, because he was trying to get into Fallout, and he knew I was into Fallout, and I was playing a lot of Fallout at that time. I tried to teach him everything that I knew for 76 and everything. He dropped out because he just couldn't understand it for some reason. He works differently. He's a lot more geeky than I am. So I played 76 before Wastelanders and all before everything changed the map. So I saw the raw space station. I saw all that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the original map as it should be. I was in that minority that I was like, this is fun. This is cool without. I mean, I was sort of like, it'd be cool to have an NPC or two, but this is cool because it was a huge map.
Yeah. It's still a huge map. It's just they've added still a huge map.
Yeah. I dropped off 76 after. When I think it was. No, because I came back after Wastelanders. So I got bored really quickly. Because it was an online.
Did you drop out before Wild Wastelander? That was when they brought in Biv and you could start making own beverages.
No, it was, I think it was right after Wild Wasteland, because I came back for when all the NPCs came back. I came back for that. I played it for a good couple months and then I dropped out again. I came back recently, actually. Not that long ago. So my character's really low because I hadn't been playing it forever. I think mine's like at 25.
Well, just watch Knight Taylor. You know, and we got double XP weekend this weekend.
Yeah, I know. But I have to plug in. I would have to plug back in my Xbox.
Then do all the buffs and lunchboxes and just go to West Tech Experience Center and level up like 5 times at level a queen event.
12 times, maybe. So anyway, yeah. And then 2 years ago from the beginning of this month, I started, actually me and another guy started Fallout Roundtable because I'm like, I want to talk about this. Then he dropped out. We still talk a little bit, not much anymore. He sort of dropped off the face of the earth. And that's when you came in.
Hey.
Yeah, that's when
all
of you guys came in, because I, for all of you that don't know, I actually came up with an application,
mm-hmm.
did several rounds of interviews,
mm-hmm.
and then I was going to cut two of you.
Well, yeah, you were interviewing for one person.
No,
I knew that.
No, actually, I was going to interview for two people.
Interviewing for one person, and then you ended up taking three or four, I guess.
Four. It was four of you guys there.
Yeah.
I was going to drop two of you in my last set. Then we all got on a call together. We really had fun, sort of clicked all together. I'm like, crap, I can't do it. So, and then 79 episodes later, probably more because I'm not counting all the bonus stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Here we are. So that's my life story according to Fallout.
Your Fallout life story.
Yeah.
Well, now we have it, folks. Now you have all of our stories for.
Yeah. Yeah. How
we got into Fallout.
2 years later.
First, you'll have to like dial way back to hear the rest of us.
Yeah,
because
I wasn't there
in the single digit episodes. I think
I think it was
Pretty sure it was early on.
I am pretty sure. Yeah, I think it was episode. No, because our first episodes
pretty
were
early. Those were the faction ones.
The faction episodes, which I still have the bracket for that. I still have the bracket. That's the one thing I wish I would have done later, but it's out there.
We can do that again, but we should do it with other people. Like bring
I thought about
make
that.
Make them do it.
I'm still considering it, to be honest. And this is
it would be interesting to see
peeks.
What other people say.
Yeah, this is for sneak peeks for later on this year.
So like if it's something that you're interested, like let me know. Get you on. Like if you're like, yes, I'm all about that bracket. I'm all about that pit factions against each other. Yeah.
Death matches.
Yes. Then let
D&D.
Get you on here when we get enough people and pull it together. Or if you have any other ideas that you want to discuss, let me know. We'll get you on here.
Yeah. It's not like we've run out of ideas because I still have that piece of paper.
Yeah.
We still
have ideas. It's just that it's fun to hear from you guys, like what you want to talk about. And, you know, that's what we're here
lists.
For.
We have
that's
lists.
What we're here for, to talk about what you want to talk about, what you want to hear.
So anyway, I think we can end that our episode here tonight. I know we were all over the board tonight with our outside factions and everything, but
outside factions lead to outside topics. It's fine.
Yeah, outside factions lead to outside topics. How dinosaurs eat people. How wizards can defend
themselves.
Johnny Depp and Lars Mikkelsen, Amber Heard. This is more mayhem. This is what we do.
It's just who we are.
It's just how we are. So I think it's time to call it a night or a morning, evening, whatever time of day it is. I've been Maverick, as always. That has been Sassy Lady to my whatever side it's on or whatever side of the car or whatever you're hearing this from. And we're going to say good night or good morning or whatever.
I'll say good night.
Good morning.
This podcast is part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club, a program designed to help all podcasts reach their full potential. For information about joining the Robots Radio Rocket Club, check out robotsradio.net.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Ariel.
And we're the hosts of the Legend of Zelda Lorecast, a podcast about all things Legend of Zelda, from Errol to Zora.
And all the fun things in between.
If you're ready to dive deep and learn more about the Legend of Zelda lore, everything surrounding it, come join us on Legend of Zelda Lorecast. You can find us on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
We hope to see you soon.